My name is Kobe Nixon, and this is my essay called Appreciating the Small Things. Children often go through those first 18 years experiencing the bad and good life has to offer. I can attest to this. Before reaching my teen years, I watched my parents go through a nasty divorce in which I was too young to do anything. I had no other option but to stand helplessly, idly by. My experience going through this has made me who I am today and taught me many things. The summer between my 5th and 6th grade year, the divorce was finalized. During this time, I lived with my mom. Also during this time, money was extremely scarce as my mom had to take care of not only herself, but also my brother and me. This is when I learned to fully appreciate the small things in life. We were not able to afford the nicest things or the fanciest clothes. Regardless, this did not prevent my mom from providing us the best she could. I watched her day after day put her head down and work just to give us the essentials in life. Every night, she put food on the table and clothes on our back. There was never a day anyone in that house went hungry or cold. Not only is this when I learned how to truly appreciate everything, I also gained a whole new level of respect for my mom. Sadly, during that summer, my mom was in a car accident. That accident did massive harm to her body and mind. As a result of the accident, my mom's back was severely and permanently damaged. The disc in her back was demolished, giving her the back of a semi-trucker that has been driving for 40 years. She could barely lift up 10 pounds. This is still true to this day and unfortunately will always be true. Mentally, this put a strain on her. This did not stop my mom then and has not stopped her yet. She still worked the same amount, doing everything she could for as much money as possible. My brother and I were in disbelief, often joking about how crazy she was to continue to put herself through the same routine. My mom has always said, "Finish what you start." She followed this age-old saying. She started caring for my brother. For me and my brother, as a single parent, I'll never stop. Until my freshman year of high school, I watched two very different approaches of handling a divorce. My mom did what I believe every parent should do, put their children first. My father went down a much worse road. He turned to drugs and alcohol. Halfway through my freshman year, I stopped seeing my father. This is a decision I do not regret. My mom means everything to me, and I do everything I can to show this to her. As strange as it sounds, for my sake, I am almost happy this happened. Not for my mom's sake, though, as she suffered things no one should have to. I feel sorry for her every single day. Somehow, some good came out of my parents' divorce. From my mom, I learned how to work for what matters. I learned how to prioritize the important things. I learned how to put my head down and finish what I start. I learned what it meant to take care of your loved ones. For this, I cannot say how much I appreciate and love that woman. I admit I do not always show that. No matter what, though, my respect, appreciation, and love for my mom is immense.